step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Everybody is mentioning sapiosexual regarding the podcast that I put up. But remember, that's not a gender or a sex or an orientation. Intelligence is a trait. Nobody says, well, I want a dumb partner or the dumber the better. And a lot of people don't prioritize intelligence, you know, regarding the top qualities that they want their partner to have, and it overrides anything else. And if even when we look at sapiosexual, then the argument being about that being a fetish, and the how people use that term and throw it around, when what they really mean is that they want an intelligent partner, they're attracted to people that are intelligent as a trait. Because sapiosexual would mean that if you have somebody at, it would mean that it's not, it doesn't matter if the person is male or female, it's the intelligence or the intelligence of the person that is turning the person on sexually. Like that. Like if you have somebody at a bulletin board writing out calculus problems and being able to calculate that and come up with the answer, that is turning somebody on physically like that. Or because it's just like those of us that are turned on by the physical body when we're looking at magazines and we see a hot guy and it kind of turns us on. Does the sapiosexual, when they're reading any type of book that is highly intellectual, they should be getting turned on physically. Like that. And it's not about knowing who wrote the book. It's not about the gender of the person of the book. It's not about the sex of the author. It's about the information itself, because they're turned on by intelligence. That's what that would mean. That they get off by people being intelligent. Is what it would mean. It's not liking intelligence as a characteristic trait of a person. Like that. Because intelligence is not a sex, is not a gender, is not an orientation. It's a trait that a human has. So it would mean that people that would say, and I'm not saying that people don't get off on that. It would mean that if you're having foreplay, the sapiosexual would want you to be talking about something intelligent, maybe talking about science, maybe talking about math, maybe talking about something with technology, and they're getting a hard on by it and they're ejaculating off of it. That's the foreplay. That's a sapiosexual, but a lot of people use that because they want to imply that they want an intelligent partner is what it is. And the argument is out. There's a big debate on sapiosexuals and whether that is not just whether or not it is just a fetish in the way people throw it around when they are just meaning that they want somebody to be intelligent and using intelligence as a characteristic trait. So they say, well, I'm a sapiosexual. Well, that means that if you lay in the bed with somebody that is on their deathbed, sweating and feverish from a fever, you know, body crippled, but they're writing a book, you know, their brain is still working, or they used to be a scientist and their brain is still working, but their body is going downhill as you speak, you will be sexually turned on by that person. That's a sapiosexual. But people try to use it as simple as the characteristic trait of a human of being intelligent. It means that you get turned on physically by the person talking intelligence talk to you. And that's making you hot. That's turning you on. And if that's the case, and so many people claiming that they're sapiosexual, they would be attracted to a lot of people. None of the teachers and professors at the school would be safe, because that would be all it would take. is that person that is smarter than you or equal intelligence reading you out of a book, doing some type of math, and then you're hot and bothered and sexually aroused. That's a sapiosexual, not just somebody that is attracted to somebody's intelligence. It means that their intelligence is turning you on physically where you want to have sex with them. Just like when we look at a book and we look at a physical body that is turning us on physically. And it is a fetish.